Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome to my audio that is all about the first prayer guiding you, leading you to a pathway of truly loving yourself, self-love. I would love to share with you about self-acceptance. Self-acceptance is huge, and it is not always easy, yes? Sometimes we have things about ourselves we simply feel like we just cannot accept. Cannot accept perhaps our weight, the way we look, how much money we're making, how we are in the world. Maybe someone's felt in some way that you weren't acceptable to them, and you could feel that energy from them. They said to you, literally, maybe your mom or your dad said to you, or a friend, I don't like what you're doing. I don't like how you're acting. And just imagine if you heard that a few times. Well, let me tell you something. Those few times make a difference, and they affect us. So I would like to say to you that what happens, because we don't process that energy accordingly or in a way that is healthy and really let it move in and out of our body, we hold it into place. We lock it down inside of ourselves, and we literally start viewing us from a judgment standpoint of seeing ourselves as unacceptable. There's simply things about us that we cannot accept. And I'm here to say that everything about you is acceptable. Everything about you is acceptable. Every part of you, whether it be when you are happy or you're tired or you're stressed or you're emotional or you're scared or you're a few pounds overweight or a few pounds underweight, or you're struggling with having no money or having a difficult time succeeding in something, everything is acceptable because everything is leading you on a pathway of learning and growth, because that is what we're doing here as humans, spirits in a body, having a human experience, learning how to be in this world. And sometimes we don't always know what the next choice is. We don't always know what the best thing to do for ourselves is. So we're doing the best we can. We're making choices. And some of those choices, I have to say, can make waves, can make some of your life feeling like a challenge or a struggle. And then you come out on the other side. And as they say, some of the greatest pain that we've ever experienced, some of those choices that create the greatest pain sometimes are the ways that we are taught in the greatest way as well, right? Our pain can be our greatest teacher. So can you accept everything about you and just liberate yourself right now? Can you see that you've always been doing the best you can to learn and grow? And if you would have done it better. You did it the way you did it because that's the information you had at the time, and that's the circumstances you had been given, right? The parents that you've been given, the environment you were inside of, the teachers, the friends. Always doing your best. Always doing your best. So can you just let yourself off the hook and accept yourself? Accept everything about you. I'm going to move us into a prayer. I'd like you to take a deep breath. Number three. Good. Moving into the prayer. So I thank you, I thank you, I thank you so much, Mother, Father, God, for this beautiful, beautiful, divine, blessed day. We're in this moment as I see myself as doing the best I can. With all the information that I have and all the circumstances I've been given, I've been doing the best I can. And I see sometimes I have a hard time accepting myself. I have a hard time accepting this world the way it is. I see that sometimes I judge myself. I judge others. I feel like there's parts of me that I need to change so that I can love myself. I feel like there's parts of me that I don't know if I like very much. And I'm asking you, Mother, Father, God, please, please help me. Move into a place of acceptance. I accept myself. Help me accept myself, to love myself, to see myself, to know that everything about me is acceptable. I've always been doing the best I can. I've always been doing the best I can. If I could have done it better, I would have done it better. I did it the best I could at the time that I did it. I've been making choices, and it is true some of these choices have appeared to cause me problems or stress, and therefore I feel like I can't accept that. Or maybe I can't accept my life the way it is. But I choose now to accept my life the way it is. And I know that the more I accept my life the way it is, the more my life can transform, the more my life can change, the more my life can shift. But if I choose to not accept it, I lock it down. I keep it into place. I know that the more gratitude I have for the life that I already have, I am opening myself up to the universe to receive more, more of what I wish to have. I understand that you're not going to give me more of what I wish to have if I can't have gratitude what I already have. So thank you, Mother, Father, God. Help me remember this truth. Help me remember the truth of who I am. If I remember the truth of who I am, there could be nothing that is unacceptable about me. I know that the more that I accept myself, it is the more that I love myself. And to love thyself is to be free. I set myself free today. I accept me as I am, just as I am. I am so grateful. Thank you. Thank you so much. I am so grateful. Thank you. And with these words, I say, and so it is. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining me on the first prayer to your journey to self-love. Your pathway to self-love. Thank you. Bye-bye.